Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted by Michael and Ryan, the co-founders of Amazon FBA University. Today's topic, we are going to talk about how to differentiate your product, really like a pro, what not to do, especially like what could one kill your margins, two, present a risk that it just there's no guarantee there's actually an upside. And we've seen a lot of differentiations and also stopped a lot of potentially unhelpful differentiations. So this is a common thing that comes up in our community, our own brands, everywhere, right? It's you see a product, you see a market. How do I make something that's not the same copycat product as everything else, yet still utilize that same demand? So let's get into it, Rye. In terms of differentiation, where do you start? So you found a market, the keywords are dialed. Now you're saying, okay, it's product development stage. What the hell do I want to sell? And boom, day one, where do you start the process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for me, you know, I've created this product differentiation matrix. It's kind of like my go-to as a template, which gives me prompts about how I want to differentiate my product. If anyone wants it, reach out to me on any platforms. I'm happy to give it to you. But essentially, look, it all stems from looking at what the market wants, because I've done differentiation in a good way. And unfortunately, in the past, I've done differentiation in a bad way. And if I look at the mistakes I made and the things that I got wrong, it was mainly one of two things. So I either looked at the bestseller in the market and basically copied them and didn't change anything, which you never want to do, because when two products are the same on Amazon, people compare based on reviews and people compare based on price. And if you can't compete with guys that are, you know, ordering 50,000 units, then you're going to struggle with that. So you never want to do that. And then the other thing I did was try and use my own intuition to think about how I can differentiate a product without really looking at the feedback that the market was doing and kind of what people in the market wanted. And kind of going off on a whim, you know, having these crazy ideas that effectively no one actually cared for. So you never want to make either of those two mistakes. So what I do now when it comes to differentiating, my first point of call is to go through the reviews of my competitors, my direct competitors, people that I know I'll be directly competing with for all of the relevant keywords for my product based on my keyword research. So I want to go through all those, and I really want to break down what do people like about the products. So these are kind of like my non-negotiables. These are things that I definitely need to make sure that my product has. These are things I definitely need to make sure my product supports. And then the other thing is, what do people not like about these products? What are they calling out? What are these quick fixes that, you know, I can make sure that mine either builds on or just doesn't include? The things like design issues, functional issues, durability, for example, quality. You want to really make a little bit of a checklist and have pros and cons. And you basically want to make sure you keep all the pros, make sure you fix all the cons. So that's my first point of call. So that really, I think, checks most of the boxes. If you're going to do like high level differentiation, that generally should be enough. If you really want to take it up another notch and you really want to get serious about it, you can add some design and functionality changes. Now, this is going to be based on sticking somewhat to the general consensus of the market and the general consensus of the niche. You never want to go, you know, too left or too right when it comes to, you know, finding different products. But there are ways in which you can find products that have new designs. And one of my favorite ways of doing this is to reach out to suppliers on Alibaba and then ask them for a catalog and ask them for their prototypes. So what things are they doing? So for example, you know, we've got the Canton Fair coming up. A lot of people have prototypes that they're bringing to the Canton Fair. A lot of people have prototypes, you know, that they're currently working on. So by asking for those, you can actually get the jump on everyone else who's also looking for products and get something that stands out when you bring it to market on Amazon. So that's a great way of doing it. The other way is to really look at outside influences, but using people from the same demographic and the same sort of customer interest for your product. And the way I do that is really two different ways. So the first is using a website called PickFu. Now on PickFu, you can run polls with existing Amazon customers, and you can basically ask for their opinion. So how I like to use it is I'll throw up two hero images for a product, maybe two different designs, maybe one I'm thinking of going with, and maybe the other one is like the bestseller in the niche. And I'll say, which one do you guys prefer and why? And then you can get some really juicy feedback straight off the bat from actual Amazon customers, which is invaluable. And then the other way is to head over to a website like Reddit, go into a subreddit associated with your product, and just post a general comment just to get some consensus about what people in the market that are on Reddit, you know, feel about the products. And that can help you either validate a change that you do want to make, or basically steer you away from something that, you know, you were thinking about doing that, you know, just wasn't good. So those are my two ways to sort of validate outside of being on Amazon. But really, look, you can't go wrong with just going through the reviews. I think a lot of people overcomplicate the differentiation process, and that can be horrible. And it can prove to be a bit of a nightmare. But you basically want to stick to Amazon and just go through, you know, what is the market asking for? Because these are the people that are going to be buying your product. So you need to listen to them. And the other thing at a high level, aside from design and functionality, you can change the size of a product, and you can also bundle the product with maybe something that's frequently bought. Maybe you can change the custom box design. There's a lot of things you can do. So those are my go-tos, but really don't overcomplicate it. If you're finding that things are getting a little bit too complex and you can't differentiate a product and it's just getting too crazy, probably is a good sign that that is not the right product for you. So just stay clear of it. There's millions of products to sell on Amazon. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, everyone wants to essentially have a product that's one of one, right? But very quickly, you'll realize a lot of those products that are one of one don't necessarily come from third-party sellers, because they cost a lot of money to develop. So a lot of those are venture-backed or Kickstarter-backed, and something like that is possible. That's not to say you can't do that, but that's a lot more complex than the model that we've used and kind of teach, just because it's a sophisticated business structure, and all of a sudden there's all these parties in it. And so that's why creating an entirely new mold of a product is going to cost you more than 10,000. And so that's something you don't want to do at the start. If you do want to do that, get some skin in the game, start selling, understand how the system and the platform works, and then do that, go after your moonshot later. But I would just say, the last thing you said, I love the sizing, and really, because that's something I really like doing in terms of differentiation. I sell, especially in the babies and kids niche, you can just make things that fold and are basically sleek in a way that the others aren't. So the overall function of the product isn't necessarily different, but it's just the way that it doesn't have to take up as much real estate in their house. And so nobody wants, like, you know, if something could be used and then could be minimized, I think that's pretty much every customer, with the exception of maybe art, right, would want that, because you want to be able to use it and then have it out of mind, not sitting like in your living room, just there, when you're not. So something like that, not only one reason I love that is customers like it. The other reason is obviously because it saves money. So something like that is a little crafty, and you can really press your manufacturer on size of, like foldability. If something's not foldable, that's something that they should always be able to do. It's not like a massive overhaul of design. And then, yeah, I would just say pick things that actually matter to the customer. Not, you know, don't, we've seen brands or students come to us and just kind of want to like add in random things to the product, saying like, I don't see a differentiation, but what if I added this trinket? And it's that only works if the customer would really want that. Otherwise, you're just kind of adding weight, and the customer, even further than that, like if you give just like a super cheap add-on with your core product, that's a good quality product, it actually can harm your overall product, because people are like, well, what the hell is this this thing from a thrift store doing in whatever I'm buying? But just make sure it closely aligns where it can be used with the product. Obviously, if you're in some niches like kitchen and things like that, there's all kinds of things you can add. But I would say start with something small. Start with what customers are explicitly saying they have problem with. And that differentiation can even be just increasing the quality of a zipper, making material waterproof when it's not, things like that. Those are really, like, they're not sexy, because you can't it's not as easy to market them. But what you're not seeing is all the listings that have low quality that are just gone because they don't get well reviewed and they can't sustain it. So those kind of things are going to get you way more five reviews than your standard product will. And they're not that complicated. So I would say, yeah, keep it simple. Think about what your customer wants, not what, you know, don't think, what can I add to increase my margin? Because then you're just going to add something that the potential customer doesn't want. But always, always, always exhaust the differentiation and try every angle before you launch, just so you know.
100%. Something else to sort of highlight before we wrap up this podcast is when it comes to launch as well, a lot of people give up on a product and will deem it a failure without testing the hero images. You know, you want to get a couple of hero images done for your product and you want to be able to test different hero images because conversion rate is going to be different across the board. So just because your product has a crappy conversion rate right now, you know, you could change the image. Like just a bit of perspective, one of the products I launched recently, I basically 3x my conversion rate by just adding in like a really kind of cheap graphic to the back of my hero image, like something really stupid, something like a sort of effect to the back of it that kind of captivated some more of the white space to make it look a little bit more premium. Basically 3x my conversion rate. So, you know, making small changes to your hero image can make a huge difference on your launch. So definitely do that before you write off a product and definitely include that as part of your differentiation because differentiation, you know, it's not just based on the actual physical elements of the product. It can also be the marketing. You've got better pitches than your competition, you're inherently going to convert better than them. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably want to start your own private label brand, or perhaps you are already doing it, but you're trying to supercharge it and take it to the next level. Now, we run the Accelerator 2.0, which is our flagship program. We offer unlimited one-to-one calls for an entire year, something that you won't get anywhere else. So if you're interested to learn how we can help you and basically supercharge your business and get you selling on Amazon, get you out of the 9-to-5, get you spending more time with your family, book a call with us. Link is in the description. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode.